A Delano grape-picking firm has tried a devious method to avoid the nationwide boycott against non-United Farm Workers Union-picked grapes. The firm, Pandol Brothers, has been using the farm workers' trademark, the Black Eagle, on all its grape boxes, despite the fact that Pandol Brothers severed relations with the UFW last summer. A Kern County, California, Superior Court judge has ruled that the Pandol Brothers' practice is probably illegal, has ordered the boxes seized, and has set a hearing date for May 7th. The United Farm Workers Union is suing Pandol for $14 million in damages. Meanwhile, the Interfaith Committee to Aid the Farm Workers held a rally and a ceremony in the Courthouse Square Plaza in downtown Dayton Thursday. Some 40 persons turned out in the rain.
Father, this wine, which was made not from the grapes of wrath, but grapes of justice. It's an Italian-Swiss colony label, those who have a contract with the farm workers. And we ask, Lord, that as the grapes have become one in this wine, that we too may become one in this struggle for justice.
Thursday's rally was the climax for National Farm Worker Week activities in Dayton. The ceremony was conducted to break a four-day fast undertaken by several farm worker supporters. Bread and Italian Swiss Colony wine, a union brand, was shared. David Hernandez, an associate director of the National Farm Workers Ministry, emphasized that the problems of farm workers are not only out west in California and Arizona, but can also be found right here in Ohio.
Right now, if you would notice on Route 75, you will see trucks, pickups, station wagons, and automobiles traveling north, going to Ottawa, going to Tip City, going to Fremont, Finley, Toledo, Michigan, to plant the tomato that they will harvest in a couple of months. They travel, they leave Florida, they leave Texas, they leave California and Arizona. When they come to Ohio, they harvest the tomato, and the tomato in Ohio has been a prominent income of Ohio. So much so that the tomato juice is the official state juice of Ohio. I don't know who proclaimed it, you know, but I received a letter from Governor Gilligan the other day saying that he will boycott all lettuce and grapes, and it will ask institutes to do the same, so I'm happy for that. But these women, men and children who harvest the fruits and vegetables which we eat, leave their homes not knowing what lies ahead of them. They have an idea. They have an idea that they will receive the same wages that they have received for the past 15 years. They have an idea that they will be living in chicken coops. They will have an idea that the community will not welcome them. They know that in some instances, hospitals will reject them. They know that at times, the church will reject them. This, to these men, women, and children, then that the Ohio Consular Church is, that the National Consular Church is, and other Jewish congregations have decided to honor them from April 28th to May the 4th. They have felt that for too long we Americans have gotten fed of these women, men, and children.
Following Thursday's rally, WISO News interviewed Dayton's UFW coordinator, Dave Kaler, about the National Farm Worker Week activities.
We wanted to demonstrate this to the public that you know, not only in California and Arizona, you know, thousands of miles away, but right here in Ohio, we have, you know, more than 60,000 farm workers coming, and they have asked, the farm workers themselves have asked the church to stand with them in their cause. That is to help them build a union, build the United Farm Workers Union. So this is what the Farm Worker Week is all about. Well, just yesterday, we were out on the street with our human billboard signs saying, you know, boycott grapes and lettuce, and people were coming by saying, I'm with you. I won't be able to, you know, be here today, but I haven't eaten since Sunday. The whole purpose of Farm Worker Week was to make the public aware of the situation, of the plight of the farm workers, and to hopefully get them into action. This is one of the hardest problems, is number one, informing the public about what's really going on, and then number two, getting them to do something. We're asking them to do a very simple thing: boycott grapes, lettuce, and gallon wine. That can help farm workers. Yeah, they could call us we're listed in the phone book, United Farm Workers Union. They could call us, and we have a high school support group. We have a college support group at both Antioch and at the University of Dayton. Wright State is now forming a boycott support group. We've got union support groups now forming, and one up in Troy is going to start doing some boycotting on their own and try to get the message out to the people of that community. We have a whole lot of groups now that are starting to do things on their own, take the farm worker cause, you know, the people in their neighborhoods going to their community stores, the neighborhood stores, and saying, look, we support the farm workers, and you as a store in our community, we want you to be clean of grapes and lettuce that aren't picked by the Farm Workers Union.
Now if you hear the song I'm singing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear right in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, and it's there at your command. So come on, people, now smile on your brother, and everybody get together. Let's try to love.